This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Zach Mitre. Some telemarketers are taking advantage of a loophole to sell cheap health insurance plans to unsuspecting customers. Problem is, the plans don't really cover very much. Zach, Bloomberg conducted an investigation into this. Tell us, what is it that the telemarketers are doing?
Hi, Holly. Yeah, what they're doing, and this is so bizarre, when I first heard about it, I didn't believe it was real. They're getting people on the telephone, and they're signing them up for a fake job. And because of this legal loophole, this allows them to sell a super cheap health plan that would be normally too skimpy to be allowed to be sold.
They sell them, they sign them up for a job that doesn't exist in order to sell them a cheap health plan?
Yeah, a job like you download an app on your phone, and I guess that it kind of turns you into an employee of this company in Atlanta.
Why is this attractive? Just because it's a cheap health plan?
Yeah, it's a way to sell. The idea behind these plans is that, people think insurance is super expensive. This is a cheaper alternative. That's fine. But often in these telemarketing calls, the telemarketer might mislead people about what it covers. So they think they're pretty well covered, and they go to the doctor and find out it doesn't cover all that much.
And who are they targeting? How do they get these numbers? Are these people that didn't have health coverage from a previous, jobs?
Yeah, a lot of people looking for health coverage are, unemployed or gig workers, people like that, or people who lost a job. And, oftentimes they're looking for health insurance. Maybe they went online to look for an insurance plan, and rather than going to healthcare.gov, they ended up, talking to a broker on the telephone.
How long before someone realizes they've been scammed?
It's oftentimes people don't really realize what's going on until they went to the doctor or they found out that a pharmacy told them that their new plan didn't cover the medication they needed, stuff like that.
And then they try and call the plan itself, and then what happens?
Well, what's interesting is that normally the state insurance regulators, like in California, the state insurance department would be kind of the first line of defense if there's some kind of problem, if you feel like you got misled about your health insurance. But here, the promoters behind these plans say it's not insurance, and so the states don't have any jurisdiction. And so it's kind of in this legal gray area where nobody really knows if there's, like, who the regulator is supposed to be.
And because it's a gray area, there doesn't seem to be any immediate recourse?
Yeah, so a lot of states are basically saying, look, we're afraid we can't, if we have people in our state who have a problem here, we can't do anything about it because these guys are saying it's not insurance and it should be regulated by the federal government. But the federal government says it's not our responsibility. And so, it's kind of just falls through a crack.
How is this legal?
Well, so there's been a court case that's been going on for years between some of the people behind these plans and the federal government, kind of arguing over how this should be allowed. And it doesn't look like it's ready to be resolved anytime soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, are there states or anyone that's tried to take them to court?
A few states have tried to take action against the promoters of some of these plans. They have sort of a mixed record. Some have succeeded and others have failed. But more states have probably just said, we're not really sure. We're going to wait for the courts to play out. And so in the meantime, of course, these telemarketers are still selling plans. And so you know, the complaints continue to roll in from people who aren't happy with the coverage they purchased.
Yeah, buyer beware. Zach, thanks very much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Zach Mitre. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.